USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is now heading away from the mid-Atlantic states toward Canada. It came ashore on North Carolina's Outer Banks, knocking out power and flooding Ocracoke Island, spinning off tornadoes that hit a number of homes, including Jason Sawyer's on Emerald Isle. He tells WRAL he saw what happened through his Ring camera.
We knew it was bad. We didn't realize how bad, but, you know, catching that sound of the tornado hitting us was pretty humbling.
In the Bahamas, hundreds of people are trying to get off Abaco Island after Dorian flattened entire towns. People say there is no water and no power. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis.
I only want you to be patient. We can't move all of you at one time, but the boats will be coming in.
Thousands of people in the Bahamas are still missing. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
An outbreak of serious lung illness that's linked to vaping has caused health officials around the country to issue a warning. At least 5 people have died in the U.S. after vaping, but the actual cause of the deaths is elusive. The latest is in Indiana. Pam Combs is the Indiana Deputy Health Commissioner.
Many individuals have reported vaping THC, the ingredient in marijuana, or other substances. But we do not know what else may have been in these products or what is causing these injuries.
The House Judiciary Committee is prepared to vote next week on a resolution that lays out the procedures for its investigation now that it's actively considering moving to impeach the president. The chairman will be authorized to call full committee and subcommittee hearings in connection with the impeachment deliberations. Also, it allows the committee to have staff attorneys question witnesses at the hearings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The latest smartphone is about to hit the market. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Chinese tech giant Huawei unveiled its latest advanced chipset ahead of the upcoming launch of the latest flagship smartphone, even as uncertainty hangs over whether the device can use Google's Android. Huawei's consumer business CEO, Richard Yu, showed off the Kirin 990 chipset at the IFA Consumer Electronics Fair in Berlin. Optimized for new 5G networks and packaging 10.3 billion transistors into its fingernail size, the Kirin 990 will be the brain powering the Mate 30 phone. Huawei is currently the world's number 2 smartphone maker. They plan a global launch for the phone in Munich on September 19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The new jobs report shows the economy created around 30,000 fewer jobs than they expected. Here's USA's John Clements.
This was a closely watched report as investors were looking for any insight into the status of the U.S. economy. Eleni Kara-George is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Payroll employment rose by 130,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. The unemployment rate for blacks at 5.5% is the lowest on record. Employment in federal government rose, largely reflecting the hiring of temporary workers for the 2020 census. Notable job gains also occurred in healthcare and financial activities, while mining lost jobs.
I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.